coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
I just got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallow, and nuts. If I'm honest, it was a rocky road.
Stupid. Dum, dum, da-da,
Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying to take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, and if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
I'm still skinny. Summer is working for me, man.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just find summer to be slimming.
Summer is slimming.
Yeah, I've been walking like a fiend.
So are stripes. No, black.
Black.
Black, black is the new stripes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why prison people look so skinny. It's not the lack of nutrition.
Why do prison uniforms always have horizontal stripes? It makes you look thicker.
It thickens them up a bit.
But if they did vertical stripes, it'd be like model runway in every prison.
Like emaciated.
Maybe I just answered my own question.
It'd look like a Gucci fashion show.
Don't need model runway in prison.
Prison by Balenciaga. Well, it's a... this particular time of year, I've been introduced to this new game.
Okay.
Which is, you know, terrible with my little addictive habits.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem already.
So it's...
Wait, how long have you been playing it? Before you even say what the game is or...
3 weeks.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this again next year. How long you've been... Sorry, I'm just trying to get...
No, I intend to delete it, like, before too long. You know how I get. Is all okay?
Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah. I definitely hear what you're doing right now.
Hang on, I'm trying to fix it.
There you go.
Okay.
Just don't touch it.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Got it.
Okay, Pikmin Bloom.
Yeah.
So it involves walking, giving nectar to Pikmin, planting flowers.
Okay.
Non-confrontational.
I know of the game, but I've never tried it.
So all it is walking and more walking. And planting.
Like real life walking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or can you just joystick walk?
No, it uses your step counter.
You have. So this is like in the vein of Pokemon Go?
Yes, so
as far as
same company, same company. Niantic. Yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah, but what am I thinking about? Geo
location?
No.
Thermal.
Thermal. Am I thinking of thermal?
I think that's what geography.
No, like the
geode,
alternate
reality,
AR. Is it like AR?
Like a rifle?
Is it like an AR-15? That's an AK. Wait, 47. That's the AK. That's the 2-digit code for Alaska. Or do you have to play in Alaska?
Sometimes. the AR in the augmented reality.
Augmented. Thank you.
Is that the word you were going for? Why would you go with geo then?
Because I couldn't think of it.
Oh, I see.
And I was like alternate.
Alternate geography.
Yeah.
No, that makes a ton of sense.
Augmented.
Like meta.
But it's not. This game is...
You can do AR. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, it's just the walking. I've been enjoying walking. I've been enjoying nature. I've been enjoying summer.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's fantastic. How about you? Summer plans going great?
I need to play more video games to get more exercise, apparently.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I might have to get into video games to get more walking in.
So talking about that, talking about like, you know, people entrenched sometimes in something.
Yeah.
So like a
soldier in a foxhole.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. So I was at this wedding. Over this past weekend.
This is your road trip wedding?
No, this is a different wedding.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm at weddings all the time. I love a good wedding.
All right.
I don't even know the people. I just show up. Is that a buffet? Okay. And so it was like they were running the slideshow of like active stuff all the time. It's like, this is us swimming. This is us hiking. This is us camping. This is us whatever. And they were always out doing something. And so I was emceeing this wedding. And so when my children and demographic was in the room, I said, so what you're saying is you didn't meet them playing video games. And so it's, yeah. So
they're like, actually, we met online. Then we went camping.
Well, they met at school. So it was beautiful, like a little love story. But anyways, it wasn't playing Pikmin Bloom. It wasn't.
Believe it or not.
But just the video game. Sometimes those folks are like just really like impenetrable to like break their life course.
Yeah. And if you are in that sort of situation, you will always be impenetrable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll move right along.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, just those particular people are just so entrenched in their ways
that you can't break through.
You can't break through.
No. And that leads us to today. And I was looking at different clips and I thought, Sam Malone says it best for today's Remember Sam Malone.
Cheers.
Yeah. For today's idiom, and it goes a little something like this. Hit it.
Claudia's been a tough nut to crack.
Claudia's been a tough nut to crack.
Tough nut.
Tough nut to crack. Actually,
What happened to our screen?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm still dongle-less.
You have no dongle.
I have no dongle. I've been without dongle and continue to be because I just keep forgetting to get a dongle.
Maybe a good friend of yours will write it in a note in your phone. Already has.
Did you? When you had my phone?
Yeah. So we'll get it sorted.
Maybe a good friend who is you.
We'll get it sorted out. So a tough nut to crack.
A tough nut to crack.
That's a fun idiom.
Yeah. And when we were talking about this just before press and record here, but I don't know if that came through kind of quiet. I'm going to just play it again because
Claudia's been a tough nut to crack.
Tough nut to crack. When we set out to do today's, you and I were both saying a hard nut to crack.
Yeah.
And we'll get into origins or whatever, but they're interchangeable, clearly. But as far as the internet and media goes, tough nut to crack seems to be way more popular than
a tough nut.
Hard nut to crack.
At least in our vernacular, the system, how we kind of go about things, tough nut. That's a tough nut.
Yeah.
You can even just chop it down to just tough nut.
Tough nut.
That's a tough nut.
Yeah.
Yeah, which when I was going through and...
I got a real tough nut to crack.
That was a bonus one because I clicked on it accidentally.
We talk about people entrenched in things, and I was working through in my lookings up for stuff for today, and drug addicts came up a lot. The challenge of working through addiction things. And so I came across this. I thought it'd crack you up. I just got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallow, and nuts. If I'm honest, it was a rocky road.
Stupid. I was waiting for a crack joke. It's tough nut to crack, and then you went right into drug addicts.
Oh, man. That's why it's a collaboration.
So even when you were telling that joke, I'm like, it's going to end with nuts and crack. And yeah. Rocky Road.
It's a rocky road.
It was a decent punchline. My brain was elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're looking ahead. So it was deflating.
Yeah. And if we haven't said so, a tough nut to crack just means it's a difficult problem or a hard person to deal with. And I think
excuse me. I think he's, no, you don't need to walk at all. You're fine.
No. Yeah. Walking Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I always, my brain goes to like that guy who's being tortured to get the information, and they go, he's a tough nut to crack.
He's a tough nut.
Yeah. But it can be in any situation.
Well, it can be
a mass problem. That's a tough nut.
Our person that won't give up information.
Tough nut to crack.
That's a tough nut, like an interrogation situation. There was came across this. My dog is a tough nut. I've been interrogating him for hours, and he still won't tell me who's a good boy.
You've been interrogating him.
Oh, see? It's a collaboration. We could just keep tweaking these terrible jokes.
That's like a Far Side right there.
Interrogating?
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? And at the bottom it just says, no matter how many times he was asked, Rex was never going to give up the information.
That's exactly how it would be.
Yeah.
It's better with a picture.
Yeah.
With a lamp shining at him.
Totally, a single light.
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Tell me, who's a good boy?
I read. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, so whether it's positive or negative, that a person's ability to keep the secret, you're never going
to
get it.
They're a tough nut.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Someone who's not given that up quick.
No, and we're going to get into the origins, but I did, and maybe you did too, did you stumble upon... actual nuts, what are the hardest nut to crack? Did you go down that road?
No, but this is great. Well, I'm going to go with Brazil.
Wow.
Really?
No, but yes and no.
Wow, is that it?
No, because there's basically three came to the surface and all the people. Believe it or not, this is quite the discussion on forums.
Well, because people could do a walnut with their hands. I can't. But allegedly, you have enough force generating in
I can do it with my glutes.
Yeah, I just popped that back there. I just don't want the end product. Yeah, it's all good. No, thank you.
Are these chocolate covered?
Gross.
Okay. Did you hear that slight groan from the studio audience? It was face palm. No, the hardest nut to crack is the macadamia nut. which I was surprised. I thought it'd be something more obscure.
Like Manoa Loa?
Yeah. It takes approximately 300 pounds of pressure per square inch to crack the macadamia nut. Hmm. And
how does it ever like plant itself in nature? Like, what is penetrating that?
Wow. I don't know. I didn't come across that, but I do.
Maybe that's why they're so rare.
But I do have that information for a Brazil nut, which is why I went, wow, because Brazil nuts are also difficult, but for a different reason. The macadamia nut, which is most known, what did you say? Moa Loa?
Manoa Loa.
Manoa Loa. Is most noticed, known from in Hawaii.
Yes.
But it was actually brought over from Australia. So it's an Australian nut. And
I find that hard to believe. Yeah. Like pineapple and Manoa Loa.
Yep.
Like these are Hawaiian products.
Yep.
But it's actually Australian.
Actually Australian. Actually, pineapple might not be originally Hawaiian either because
you're ruining
the colonization of Hawaii was for pineapple plantations, right?
I don't know. I think Dole.
Yeah, those were European guys that started that in Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, 300 pounds of pressure per square inch to crack open a macadamia. And if you've ever had a macadamia nut cookie, that buttery, it's like 96% fat. Oil and fat. Yeah, it's huge.
Delicious.
Brazil nuts. This was the interesting one. They have an incredibly hard shell in triangular. I'm looking at my notes because it was interesting enough that I wrote it down. In triangular cross section, and they are, how do I word this? So they can be up to 5 pounds when they drop from the tree.
What?
Up to six, the small cannonballs is how
dropping from the tree.
So they
come in clusters or are they?
So they come several nuts within one cannonball size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is making more sense.
So they hit the ground. They do not break open. And if they did, they're so heavy that they don't get far enough away from the tree to plant themselves.
Hmm.
So they are completely 100% dependent on, are you ready for this? The agouti. Which is a guinea pig-like animal that chomps that thing open with its sharp incisors. It's the only time you see one of those Brazil, other than human getting involved, is like if it hits the ground and no agouti gets it, it sits there and rots and dies.
That's crazy.
It's dependent on the agouti to take it. They open it up, start to eat the nuts. It's too many nuts inside for them to eat in one sitting, so they store them in their cheeks, march off. wherever they march off to.
Wow.
And then plant and then bury them for safekeeping for later. So new Brazil nut trees are coming from
forgotten
the
nuts.
The forgotten nuts that agouti animals planted in the ground.
Okay, remember for later, agouti. Agouti.
And then the third one that came up just for fun was pine nuts, which are not hard to crack at all, but they're so finicky to get to. That, what did they say? Pine nuts, getting the nuts out of the cone is such a fiddly thing. And there's resin in there. Oh, where is it? It can take an hour to get less than a handful when done by hand.
This, like that Willy Wonka with the squirrels. Daddy, I want a squirrel. But the Willy Wonka used like squirrels to get them out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway.
Less than a handful in an hour.
Brazil nut was the interesting one.
You're burning more calories than you're getting.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a good.
Not worth it. No. It's a hard nut to crack.
That is. Well, these are interesting.
Anyway, that was the origin story of Brazil nuts.
That has nothing to do with the origin of the idiom.
No.
Well, I was thinking as well in terms of like tough nuts to crack. If you've ever tried to access any social services.
No, never.
Okay. I went with a buddy, just got out of prison. To get him, see what we could get him for some social assistance related things. Government is a tough nut to crack.
Mm.
Trying to find so we go to the welfare office, whatever that. All right. And talk with him. Okay, well, you don't have this particular form. You need to go to the CRA to get your whatever. Okay, thank you for your time. So waited at one place, off to the CRA, waited over there, blah, blah, blah. No. You need this whatever from Vital Statistics in order to move to this next step.
Is this Beetle Bat you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
No.
Continue.
And so Noah was a friend. Finally, the runaround was just so bad that we're just like, okay, man, good luck. Like,
no way.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, we couldn't penetrate the system.
Huh.
Yeah. It was nuts. Nuts. Bonkers. Insane.
Nuts. Nuts too hard to crack. That's interesting.
The runaround was so crazy that we just abandoned mission.
Wow.
Yeah. It was crazy.
That seems
all of these things
wrong.
Were I felt that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it turned out that in prison, there is a person that can help you while you're there to get these things sorted out. To help you get them sorted out for when you're out.
That's what I mean.
And then they blew it off.
But if you wait.
Yeah, so if you're listening from prison and you're like, I only get 15, 30 minutes of time a week. And
maybe
you're dedicating it to this podcast. You make bad choices in life, and that's why you're in prison. So just get that out of there. But go talk to the person who takes care of HR or something. Yeah. Stop making toilet wine. Stop making toilet wine. Okay.
Yeah.
I just had to get that off my chest.
That's good. Chestnuts.
Roasting.
For our prisoner listeners, mm-hmm. prisoner listeners, that's fun to say. For our prisoner listeners, we only give social media ways of reaching out to us. We should probably have a phone number. Let's work on that.
Okay.
Because they only get one call.
Right.
And if it was for us?
Right. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Hey.
Like everyone else, they would get a, Vince isn't available right now.
Yeah. We could have a special episode for our Village Intimate prisoners.
Okay. That's thoughtful.
Yeah. We need a phone number.
Okay.
We'll call in.
Okay.
We should probably find a call from corrections. You want to get into it?
Yeah, let's find out where this comes from.
I'm trying.
Like, we should find out today sometime.
You bet. Said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. All right, you ready for this? This expression is a metaphor alluding to the tough exterior of a nutshell and how hard they are to crack open. It's been in use since the 1700s.
Cool. What else?
That's about all I got.
It's the worst origin story.
This is the extent.
Why sometimes are they so bad?
So I had to spend extra time to get this next sentence, and okay. It's not much more. This early analogy, also put as hard nut to crack, what we already talked about, was first drawn in the early 18th century, which is the same as saying since the 1700s. But here's one quote. Benjamin Franklin used it in a letter in 1745, and this is what it says. Fortified towns are hard nuts to crack, and your teeth have not been accustomed to it. Hmm. So there is proof that it's 1700s, but other than that, that is the extent. There is no actual point of origin. We don't know who said it first. We don't know what nut they were referring to. Benjamin Franklin is a good source to say he came up with it, but nobody even said that. They just quoted him as having said it in the mid-1700s. So hard nut to crack. I guess nut is enough of a staple in humanity's diet for it to be a relatable.
Well,
maybe it probably started in somebody's sermon. Well, just see this Brazil nut.
Probably would never have seen
one. Got a Brazil nut, cannonball in this hand, and a
gochugon.
A guti,
that's what it was.
I want to keep planting this till you got it.
Okay, because I know it's coming.
Yeah. They used to make a guti purses out of them.
Mm. Like that type of cheese? Guti? Cheddar, guti?
A guti.
Havarti.
Yeah, it's like a guinea pig. I should have looked it up. I don't know what it looks like, but it said guinea pig-like.
Do those guinea pigs have the taste of a Brazil nut?
Guinea pigs are eaten in...
it's like why flamingos are pink from eating all them shrimp.
Do you hear that? They're a waterfall tractor? Waterfall tractor?
A little bit.
Yeah. No, guinea pigs are a popular delicacy in Ecuador.
Hmm.
I don't know if they eat agoutis.
Why is it just that's where they're abundant? Is that where we get Brazil nuts from? Is Ecuador? That would be awesome.
I don't know. No, that's a guti, though. Guinea pigs, I'm assuming, are from New Guinea.
Makes sense.
Yeah. A guti, I don't know. A gutiville. Right. A gutistan. That's where they're from. I'm going to guess Brazil nuts come from Brazil.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking. It's like, this doesn't make sense. It's such a wonderful world.
You're thinking
world.
Of the Ecuadorian nut.
Right.
Anyway, okay. That's the origin story. I'm sticking to it, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Very informative. But moving on from there, we should probably start wrapping this thing up into some riddles.
You want to?
Yeah. I've got a couple
prepared. It feels like we just need to stall because our origin story was so short, no?
No.
Anything interesting happened to you this morning? Nope. Okay, let's get into it. Riddling is a game We like to play it. It's a two-part trivia-based question. Sweet. Requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So, for example, last week our idiom was to get wind of, if you remember that. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Get wind of, and we left you with this one. Thank you for all of you who did write in, because there was some.
Okay.
With the correct answer, not wow. one incorrect answer this time. 7 days of Great Whites on Discovery is the movie where they prop up a dead guy like a marionette.
That would be Shark Weekend at Bernie's.
That is correct. It's not Shark Week. It's not Weekend at Bernie's. It's Shark Weekend at Bernie's. And that is how you play Riddlink.
Perfect. I've got two prepared for today.
I got two prepared.
I should probably go first, because in case there's low-hanging fruit here.
A Gooty.
I got it. Okay. They are a difficult person to unravel when eating a side of baby sheep.
Say it again.
They are a difficult person to unravel when eating a side of baby sheep.
I'm going to say a tough nut to crack of lamb.
That's it.
Nice.
I was trying to work crack baby in there, but, and I was like, man, that's just mean.
Kind a of. Tough nut to crack baby? Crack house?
Well, that would have been nicer, but crack house, baby. Yeah.
Okay, gentle it up a bit. Here's one for you. I think you'll get this right away. Classic McDonald's burger is the hardest to crack. Classic McDonald's burger is the hardest to crack.
Wow, okay, you have to say it a third time.
Classic McDonald's burger is the hardest to crack.
I'm like, Big Mac, quarter pounder.
And what's nut is the hardest to crack?
Is that a Big Macadamia nut?
Yes, that's all it is.
That's awesome. The illegitimate children definitely beat me to that one. Yeah, I had a little bit of an aneurysm there, but I'll be okay. I'm just bouncing back. Okay.
Like a bouncing what? Baby.
Baby crack back. Baby. Crack baby back. What question I asked my male dog named Karma Chameleon?
What? Do it again.
What question I asked my male dog named Karma Chameleon?
Oh, I got it. I was like lost on that one. Who's a good boy, George?
That's
it. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Who's a good boy, George? Yeah.
All right, well, I got one more, but you can let everybody know how they can play sure. along at home.
Illegitimate children, we would love to hear from you. Call our hotline.
Yep.
If you're a prison folk, mail us in the mail or send us something digitally on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Beautiful. All right, here it is. The final installment of this Bruce Willis movie series is an acorn way of describing a tough problem, and I use the word tough on purpose.
Okay.
The final installment of this Bruce Willis movie series is an acorn way of describing a tough problem.
Mm-hmm. And that is 3 minutes gone.
I think you got that.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Everybody at home is writing down a Gooty something.
Is it have anything to do with Christmas? Maybe. That's still up for debate.
Yippee-ki-yay, a Gooty.
That sounds like really Nigerian the way you said
a Gooty.
It. Yeah, you got a good thing going on there.
Hard not to crack a Gooty.
It works somehow when you say it. I love it. Well, it was fun putting today's episode together.
I loved it.
I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
And that's 3 minutes gone.